The loophole, it's known as the de minimis exemption. It's allowed goods worth less than $800 to enter the U.S. duty-free since 2016. Now, President Trump signed an executive order last month to abolish the practice. Effective today, these smaller shipments will be subject to country-specific tariffs. So let's take an example. If a package worth $200 comes from a country with a tariff rate of 25% or more, say Brazil, India, or Switzerland, the business or individual bringing that product into the U.S. would see at least $50 in extra costs. Now, gifts and personal items under $100 will still be exempt. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, more than 1.36 billion packages entered the U.S. through the exemption now eliminated in 2024. Now, the White House closed the loophole for packages from China in May, impacting online retailers like Shein and Temu. With the exemption now going away for all countries, that shuts down the option to reroute those smaller Chinese shipments. Now, the uncertainty is also causing confusion globally. National post offices across Europe and Asia announced they'll suspend these smaller shipments to the U.S. as they work to change their systems to comply with new requirements. By the way, we are learning this morning some U.S. customers reportedly are seeing cancellations because of that. Now, the White House said ending the de minimis exemption would help combat escalating deceptive shipping practices, claiming some shippers abused it to send drugs such as fentanyl into the U.S.